Hello.
Morning, my name is Ashley. I was returning a requested call back from customer support.
Yes. I accidentally, I guess I thought I was ordering something else, and I end up getting an email saying it was confirmed for a Bits Hub. Does that make sense to you?
I'd be happy to search for any offers in our system with your name and zip code entered.
Yeah, because I need to cancel it because I don't know how or why that happened when that's not what I was ordering. But what information do you need?
Your name and zip code used.
My name is Sherry Stish. It's Sherry. The last name is Stish, Stish. And my zip code is 44833.
All right, appreciate that. Just a moment.
Thank you.
Leave a found some matching information in our system to be certain. Could I ask for the street address you would have used?
Yeah, it's 422 North Columbus Street, Galion, Ohio, 44833.
Get this loaded for you real quick. Yes, ma'am. Does bring up we're on the 27th. You had been billed for the Bites Hub meal planning application, which you're
Yes,
calling in reference to. I see that there was an online survey completed, like a customer support survey, which led to a sweepstakes offer on a kitchen mixer. That is what's basically providing the monthly enrollment for the contest. I know it would have been sent to the email provided to share recipe guides to help you basically eat and live a healthier lifestyle. Would you continue at $20 instead?
No.
All
I
right.
didn't want it. I didn't actually want this at all. I didn't, and I was want, can you guys refund my money? It's like $59. I haven't done any. I mean, I'm not using it. I didn't actually mean to do it.
I'm sorry that the sweepstakes entry hadn't been made more clear. Now, our system does go by how much time has elapsed since the sign-up took place. It's going to go ahead and refund 75%, which would settle, I'd say, within the next 3 to 5 business days.
Okay. It was the weekend. I couldn't call. That's why.
Oh.
And then the holiday was yesterday.
Oh, we're open 24/7.
Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know that. I'm sorry.
I understand. Let me get that submitted and I'm going to provide a confirmation number to keep in your records.
Okay. And this is for the cancellation and all.
Yes, it will be.
Thank you so much.
Of course, just a moment longer for you.
Okay. And you said your name was Ashley, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so just to let you know, the refund's currently processing. Do you have your pen and paper handy?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So your confirmation number in reference to the cancellation and refund, in case you do have any questions or concerns, it'll be C as in Charlie, 9207 83242.
Let me repeat that. C as in Charlie, 920-783-243.
Almost correct, but that last number, instead of a 3, it's a 2.
You know what? And I wrote down two.
That's okay. It happens. It's early.
Actually wrote down two. It said three. Oh, wait, and now I'm marking it three. What the heck?
No.
Oh my God. Okay. I got it. It's a two.
Perfect. Is there
Oh.
anything else for you while I have you on the line?
No, thank you.
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling customer support. You have a good day.
You too.